Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Our limud of halacha every day is should be as a chus for Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, who needs our tefillas. The Yishtava Rafur Shlema Bekorov, Pesach Shal Chayli Yisrael. So, at the beginning of Siman Tov Kuf Mem Tes, which is the beginning of the halachas of Tisha B'Av, well, it's called Hilchos Tisha B'Av Ushat Hanios, but it's talking about the Arba Tzoymos. The Chofetz Chaim makes a general point, and the point is amplified in the Mephoshim that are brought down by the Dirshu. It's a simple point, but it makes a lot of sense. What the Mephoshim say is as follows, that there is no such thing in Jewish, in Jewish life, there's no such thing as just an anniversary or a commemoration or a remembrance. We don't have remembrance days. We've got four Ta'anesim, which commemorate, if you like, the four events that occurred around the Churban Bayis Rishon, the Churban Bayis Sheni. But the Chofetz Chaim says, brings down from other Mephoshim, it's not his Loshon, it's a Chelek of the Rambam, plus the others, they say that to look back only, to have 2 minutes silence in order to remember the Second World War, or to watch a Holocaust film on Tisha B'Av, or anything like that, all those things, the Chofetz Chaim says, is depressing. It's looking backwards, and it makes people feel sad, and it makes you feel bad about what went on, and it makes you feel sorry for the people who had to go through those experiences. And everybody comes out from the Holocaust film on Tisha B'Av in the afternoon saying, it's really terrible what happened. Really, you know, I didn't even realize how bad it was, and all this sort of thing. Says the Chofetz Chaim, all of that, right, is backward looking. All of that is retrospective. And all of that just serves to put a person in a bad mood and to make him feel bad. The tachlis of it is teshuva. If it doesn't spur you on to make yourself a little bit better, if it doesn't spur yourself on to say, in order to prevent such a thing, chas v'shalom, from happening again, what I have to do is, I have to be mesaken something in my life, however small, take on something, think positively, think ahead, says the Chofetz Chaim, you've wasted the ta'anis.
You want a message.
Yeah, you want the message to inspire you for the future. You want the message to look ahead. Yeah, we want to look ahead rather than looking backwards and say, I remember what happened. All tzoros and klal yisrael happen ultimately because we're not oisim mitzvayne shal mokoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish us for nothing. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish us simply in order that we should suffer punishment and feel bad and feel rotten. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us in order to inspire us to say, we must be better. Not the same thing as the teacher in the class. He's not interested in reading 100 lines. Right? He's not interested in reading 100 lines over and over again, page after page after page of lines. That's not what the teacher wants. Teacher wants that the child should learn a lesson.
On a course, there's a message. The message is that we need an IDF to defend ourselves and we shouldn't walk again into Auschwitz and Belsen.
Let's say that that's the message, but that's a positive message. Yeah. Right? That's not just looking backwards, that's looking ahead. Yeah. What we're saying is we're trying to learn from history, yeah, and to be... In Ruchnias to be better, maybe you say on the Gashmir side as well to be better prepared.
Started at the Torahway in Northwest London, Wednesday, Yud Gimel, Tammuz, 9th of July, Rabbi Chaim Polak Shlita, Kriya Shema without Tefillin. This week's Torah has been sponsored anonymously because Hashem Ma'acholim, Amichomo Shechzul, Vatem, Lishalom, Bim Heiro.
Morning. I'd like to speak about Parshas Bilam, Parshas Balak. There's a part of the Parsha where Bilam, as we know, benches Klal Yisrael. And there's a very interesting Rashi in this week where a lot of Mefarshim have difficulty understanding Rashi. Near the end of the Parsha, before Shishi, Bilam says, in a Pasuk Chof Dalad, Bilam says, Hen om kelovi yokum v'chari yisnaso. Pasuk has been referenced recently by various leaders, but Torah states, "En om kelovi yokum v'chari yisnaso, lo yishka v'adiyuchal teref v'dam chalolim yishde." Bilam says about Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael, they get up early in the morning, they get up like lions, v'chari yisnaso, and they don't go to sleep adiyuchal teref till adiyuchal teref. Rashi explains, it's talking about kriyash mashal amitah, where they fight away the mazikim, v'dam chalolim yishde. So Rashi in the beginning of the pasuk says, and I'll quote, Rashi writes, "And Om Kalov Yokum, Klal Yisrael, they get up like lions. Keshen Omdim Mishinosam, when Bnei Yisrael get up in the morning, Shachris, Him Iskabrim Kalovi Bachari, they get up like lions, Lachtevis HaMitzvos, Tachap the Mitzvos, they snatch the Mitzvos like lions. What do they do? Lilbosh Talis, Likorei Shema, V'Lhoniach Tfilin." Rashi writes, they put on the talis and they read Kriya Shema, and they wear their tefillin. And the problem with this, the Mefarshim ask, is the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yedalad. The Gemara writes, "Oma Ula, kol ha'kira Kriya Shema b'lo tefillin, ki'ilu made Eidu Sheker ba'atzmoy." If somebody reads Kriya Shema without wearing tefillin, it's as if he said Eidu Sheker, as if he's given false witness. And I'll just finish the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'll just finish. "Om Reb Chia ba'ab, Om Reb Yechanan, ki'ilu hikriv oilo b'lo mincha, Zevach b'lein nesochim." It's as if he brought a korban without bringing the mincha, which is supposed to come with, without bringing the nesochim, which also come with the korban. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? What's the Eidu Sheker? So Tosfos and the Rishonim explain that in the parsha of Kriya Shema, we say the pasuk "Ksharatim lois al yodach al otchavoy letvois b'ninacho." We talk about in Kriya Shema, we mention the mitzvah of wearing tefillin. So therefore, says Tosfos, the other Rishonim, if while saying Kriya Shema, you're saying over the tzivui, the mitzvah of the Torah, of k'shatam lois aledecha, putting on tefillin, and you're not wearing tefillin, you're basically saying Eidu Sheker, kelu kaviyochel, you're talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam, that what he said isn't true, he told you to put on tefillin, and you're making fun of it, you're saying Kriya Shema, you're saying that pasuk, and you're not wearing tefillin, b'shas maisa.
It's undergratishable.
Yeah, when...
Morning.
Nechanami, yeah. So there's many cases we'll see where if you're potter from tefillin or...
Every
yeah, as in any case, any story where you're potter from tefillin, so you don't look like you're saying Eidu Sheker. It's only in as much that you have to put it on, then you have to be wearing tefillin. So the question is, we've seen the Gemara, a person has to first put on tefillin and then say Kriya Shema. If not, it'll be Eidu Sheker. He'll be saying the pasuk Kshatam Rois Alidacho, and he will not be wearing tefillin. So how can Rashi say that Bilam was praising Klal Yisrael? That they get up, that they even get up early in the morning, they put on their talis, they say Kriya Shema, and then they put on tefillin. It's Mashma and Rashi that first they say Kriya Shema, and they only put on tefillin afterwards. B'chorot neged the Gemara, that you have to put tefillin on first, and then say Kriya Shema. So we'll try today to offer about Baruch 10 answers, if we have time. So in the Sefer Imri Noyam, he writes, a pshat and Rashi, he says that halacha is if somebody gets up close to Sefer Zman Kriya Shema, so he gets up late, So what does he do? He doesn't have time to put on tefillin. By the time he puts on tefillin, he's really going to miss Sozman Kriya Shema. So there the halacha is, they says Kriya Shema as it is, and afterwards he puts on tefillin, he's got more time to put on tefillin afterwards. And the Zoyat in the Levush, and the Poet of Mishabur brings it, that if you get up late, Lamaisa, you say Kriya Shema, even though you're not wearing tefillin. So, it could be that's the story here. Maybe Bilam was saying that Klal Yisrael, they get up late, and and when they get up late, then... They say Kriya Shema and afterwards they put on tefillin. That's what he wants to suggest. But the Deichik is there. What's the big praise? What's the big shvach? Bilam saying, Klal Yisrael, even when they get up late, even when there's a yeshiva bocha ben azmanim and he gets up late and then he chaps the time, he chaps his man Kriya Shema and then put on tefillin afterwards. It's hard to believe that's the shvach Bilam was saying. Zishtin Imre Noyam. There's another pshat of the Masham and Das Torah. He writes that Rashi says, Rashi's mashma, as soon as Klal Yisrael get up. He says, when a person gets up, normally doesn't have a guf noki. So therefore, really, he can't put on tefillin. So it comes out in such a time where he hasn't yet relieved himself. He doesn't have a guf noki. He's unable to put on tefillin, but he can still say Kriya Shema. So in such a case, because it's also for him to put on tefillin, there's no problem of saying Kriya Shema without tefillin. A bit like you said, like Tisha B'Av or other times where you're unable, you're potter, or it's also for you to wear tefillin. In such a case, there's no problem of saying Kriya Shema without wearing tefillin, because only in as much as you're mechuyev in tefillin. But if you don't have a gufnoki now, you're unable to put on tefillin. So then the halacha is, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema without wearing tefillin. So again, that's what Bilam would be saying. The Klal Yisrael, as soon as they get up, they chap around Kriya Shema without tefillin. It's also a bit shver that Bilam would refer to a situation where there's no gufnoki, where, that's where they say Kriya Shema without tefillin. Oh, that's not the big shvach of Klal Yisrael. There's another pshat, the Beis Yitzchok. He writes that there's a machlokes rishonim exactly when is the tchilas zman of Kriya Shema and tefillin. He says, according to many rishonim, midoraisa, you can start saying Kriya Shema from alois hashachar. Midrabanan, you have to wait from mishiyake. But midoraisa, min haTorah, you can start saying Kriya Shema from alois. So he says, however, when it comes to to tefillin, then mitaraisa you need mishayake. It comes out there is a period of time where you're mechuyev in kirishma, but you're not yet mechuyev in tefillin, because tefillin only starts later from mishayake. So that's what Bilam was saying. Kadishol, the gap so early, the gap before net. It comes to when it comes to the zman of Alois HaShachar, the mechuyev in kirishma, but they're not yet mechuyev in tefillin, because tefillin is only mishayake. It happens very often, someone's catching a flight or something like that. So in such a case, it comes out you're mechuyev in kirishma, but you're not mechuyev in tefillin. If so, that's what Rashi's saying. They gap early. The kari is naso, like the Mishnah says, it's gap the kari. They gap like lines. They gap early in the morning. They gap before nets. So it comes out there's a time that mechuyev in kirishma, but not yet mechuyev in tefillin. So therefore, that's what Rashi's saying. They first say kirishma, and after they say tefillin. That would be a big shvach of Klal Yisrael that they it's gap the kari. They gap early in the morning.
Yeah, so
Lachoy would mean
to wait so that you can wear tefillin.
Yeah, so Lachoy would mean if they're travelling or something.
So that's the same as the first part.
It's also a b'dieved together situation.
And
a chalam.
We're not in prison for getting up at night, like, very dark heights,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not saying specifically necessarily tefillin, kirishma, as long as that's what I've done next.
Yeah, saying that she's incorporating into the pasuk. It has to be a type of ari. They gap like lines in the way they perform mitzvahs. Yeah. But he's saying that still, but yeah, but still they should wait. Yeah, but it means if they need to gap early, they still gap as early as possible to gap around the mitzvahs within the earliest time. There's another pshat, the Maskil of David. He writes more upi pshat. He says that Krishma bets and the mitzvah is twice a day you say Krishma, the morning and the evening. Tefillin min haTorah, he takes on, we'll see soon, is that really supposed to be wearing it the whole day? L'chatchila, today we don't do it. Shulchan Aruch says, we don't have a gufnaki the whole day. We're unable to control ourselves, so we can't wear it the whole day. But make our din, you're supposed to wear tefillin the whole day. He says, intention pasuk, the pasuk says, kelovi yokum v'chari is naso. The pasuk's referencing really two times of the day. One is yokum, when they even get up in the morning, they're like lions. Chari is naso, which means they hold themselves out like lions. So one is referring specifically when they get up. One is yisnaso, is more of an ongoing metzias. Throughout the day, they yisnaso. They present themselves on a highway and they attack a higher people. So now I'm saying there's really two things. Yokum refers to Kriyishma. When you get up in the morning, there's a mitzvah in the morning to say Kriyishma. That you do, Peshas Kima. There's another separate ongoing mitzvah of yisnaso of tefillin. Tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin is the whole day. It's come to Rashi's not telling you necessarily the order. Rashi's going according to the order of the pasuk. The pasuk's telling you that there's something which happens b'shas kima, which is kirishma. That's kolovi yokum. Then something kariyas naso, which means throughout the whole day there's inin of nesias. There's inin of Bnei Yisrael acting higher. The nesias is tefillin because tefillin you're supposed to wear the whole day. It comes out of other practically the way you do it is you put tefillin on first before you say kirishma. But Rashi's going to feed the seder of the pasuk. The pasuk's describing two different shvachis of Klal Yisrael. There's the shvach of Yokum, of Kriyashma, and there's the shvach of Yisnaso, that they hold themselves like Nesiim, without that they wear tefillin the whole day. It comes out, the Maskev saying more people shat, actually describing the two praises that Bilam's giving to Klal Yisrael. That's what he says. There is a longish pshat from the Eretz Tzvi. He writes, he says that many people, let's say if they're going to a shacharis, and by the time they finish shacharis, could be they might miss Seif Zman Kriyashma. So what they do, on Shabbos it's very common, people, they say Kriyashma before Shacharis.
Sunday.
On Sunday. Yeah, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias as well, yeah. So they say Kriyashma before they go to Shacharis, and very often they'll say it ala tanai. As in they'll say that if I'm going to catch Kriyashma in davening, if it's going to be a quick bal tefillah today, then I'll be yotzei shul, I'll do it b'tzibur, I'll do it, I'll be the seder of the psukim and everything, I'll be yotzei shul. And what I'm saying now would just be l'shem Talmud Torah. And if the Baal Tefillah will shleb, because really it's better to be Yotzer when you're doing it part of davening. You're doing it b'tzibur, you're doing it so say the brachos before Kriyashma, the brachos after. If you do it separately, it's not really the way it's supposed to be. So you do it tonight. If you're going to miss Seif Zman Kriyashma, so you're going to have to say it now. So you say, if you're going to miss it later, I'll be Yotzer now. But if the Baal Tefillah will be quick, then I'll be Yotzer later. Now we'll just be the Shem Talmud Torah. So he asks, L'chore, why is there no problem of Eidu Sheker? L'chore, now the guy's on the way to Shul, he's saying Kriyashma. He's doing it with a tanai, very nice. But why is there no problem of Eidu Sheker? So he says, like this, he says, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin brings the Mechilta. The Mechilta writes a chiddush. We know normally there's a klal oisik b'mitzvah potom on a mitzvah. However, when it comes to Talmud Torah, normally if there's a mitzvah which you need to do, which time is running out, then you stop learning and you go and do the mitzvah. Torah is nitcheh mipnei mitzvah iveres, a mitzvah which you have to do now. So in Moshe, if we beat tefillin, one would understand, we paskin, that if somebody is learning, but he has to wear tefillin, he has to put on tefillin. He can't miss the day without tefillin because he's learning. However, Tosfos brings from the Mechilta, it's as if he's wearing tefillin. It's kemeniach tefillin. Torah somehow has got the same koyach as tefillin. Therefore, if someone's wearing tefillin the whole day, the Mechilta holds his potter from the mitzvah of tefillin. So he says like this, what's the whole problem of Korah Krishma? We don't pass like that. Somebody's wearing tefillin the whole day. I'm sorry. If somebody's learning the whole day, he does not have to wear tefillin. Sorry. So, as they stay in the Mechilta. So, if somebody's on the way to shul and he's saying Krishma because he's not sure if he's going to have Krishma bismano in shul. So, he's doing it now or latinai. If I'm going to catch it, this is L'shem Torah. And if not, it's going to be L'shem Mitzvah Krishma. He says like this, Alat Sad, you're going to catch it in shul. So, now you're doing L'shem Talmud Torah. He says, doing L'shem Talmud Torah, it's not a problem. Because Befrat, the lactator says, because if somebody is someone's saying Torah, if someone's learning Torah, it's Kilu is Miniach Tefillin. There's no problem. There's no problem of saying Krishma without wearing Tefillin. Because if you're good for doing it, L'shem Talmud Torah, you're now learning Torah. So Torah is itself as if you're wearing Tefillin. But he says, what's going to be according to the other tzad? The other tzad is that if you're not going to catch in Shul, then the Krishma what you're doing now is going to be L'shem the mitzvah of Krishma. So L'chora, then you do have a problem of saying Krishma without wearing tefillin. So he says the itza is that he should say that even a latzad is going to be yotze now Krishma, he should also have in mind to be yotze Talmud Torah, which means the Krishma which he's doing now should be l'shem Talmud Torah. That's absolute. Happens to be, if I'm not going to catch Krishma in shul, then now should be l'shem mitzvah Krishma as well. So it comes at me, mon afshach, you're doing it now l'shem Talmud Torah. Even if I'm yotze Krishma, but I'm also doing it l'shem Talmud Torah. So therefore, according to the Mechilta, if you're doing it l'shem Talmud Torah as well, Talmud Torah itself is as if you're wearing tefillin. So by saying the Krishma and by having two kavanos, by doing a l'shem the mitzvah of Krishma and l'shem Talmud Torah, because you're doing l'shem Talmud Torah, that itself is as if you're wearing tefillin now. So if you're wearing tefillin, then there's no problem. The is of the Gemara is Korah Krishma b'lo tefillin. If you're doing it just l'shem the mitzvah, but if you also have a clear das to also do it l'shem Talmud Torah, you have a double kavana. Then you've got both. You've got the Krishma and you've got the tefillin because you're doing it l'shem Talmud Torah. So with that, there's no problem of etishekah, because adarabat kaviyachol keini you're wearing tefillin. So that's the pshat. That's the shvach bilam is giving. That kalisol when they go to shachris, even if they're gonna, they're worried. The pachad of yirshamay. Maybe they're gonna miss Krishma and shul. It's gonna be after this month. They do it now or at tonight. Still they say Krishma before they go to shul, and that'll be the pshat. Even though they're not wearing tefillin, there won't be a problem of etishekah.
You're saying the guy walking to shul and saying Shema, yeah, it's called Talmud Torah rather than just Kriya.
He's saying both.
He's just reading it.
He's saying both. He's saying you can have a double. He's saying you can have a double kavona. Okay, he's saying that's what you should do for this problem. You should have a double kavona, also as in have an absolute das for Talmud Torah, and also have in mind a tenai to be used to the mitzvah.
Even if you know for sure when a damn shul, we are so small, Krishma.
Yeah. So then it's not a tenai. Then you're just being yotze now. So then for sure you'd need to have, according to Eretz Tzvi, you'd have to have das to also have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, yeah. Then it'll be simpler. Then for sure you'd have to have a double kavona without any tenoim. So the Maaseh says it's a nice pshat, but it's not a halacha. We don't paskin. We paskin somebody who is learning Torah. I've had a still mechuyev in tefillin. So the halacha, it wouldn't be a teretz. There's another pshat the Beis Yitzchok brings from the B'shem L'choizim Melublin. He says, the Gemara says in Brochus, that B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, that somebody who says Krishma without wearing tefillin is kilu hikriv oilo b'lei mincha zevach b'lei nesochim. It's as if he bought half a korban. He bought an oilo without bringing the mincha or the nesochim. He says the Gemara Menachos writes, Daf Tesvav, the Gemara says maybe Adam zivchay ayoyim v'nesochav la'achas man. A person is allowed to bring a korban today and have in mind that I'm going to be mashlim. I'm going to bring the mincha tomorrow. I'm going to bring the mincha a different day. As long as B'shas korban, he's got das. I'm going to be mashlim my korban by bringing a mincha tomorrow. That's okay. There's no problem of zevach b'lo mincha, because b'shas korban you have das to follow up with the mincha. So he says, what then if someone's saying Krishma, and now for whatever reason he doesn't have tefillin, but he has das, I'm going to put on tefillin soon. That itself is okay. Like the Gemara gives a moshul of zevach b'lo mincha b'lo nesachim. What then you can do Krishma with das to be mashlim afterwards with tefillin, and that itself will rectify the edushaka. Because b'shas you're saying a kshat and ois alidacho. You've already got das to be mashed in with a tefillin afterwards. There's no problem of Eidah Shaka. I'll pee the mashal of the Gemara. So you should take this teretz. And again, that's what Bilam saying. That if Klal Yisrael have the Lamdonim, they have this das, B'shas Krishma, to put tefillin on afterwards, there's no problem of Eidah Shaka. So again, this charity, so Bishop Isaac Hover says, the Chikri Leiv, the Binyan Olam, and the Rimami Pana, they all say the same idea, Apidus Gemara, that you can say Kriya Shema with Das to put Tefillin afterwards. So Maizrib Shlomo Kluger, he brings this Pshat, and he says, it's not true, it doesn't make sense. He says, why Nesachim, why does a person bring Nesachim or Mincha? There's no independent Chiyuv to bring Nesachim or to bring a Mincha to the Beis HaMikdash. It only comes together with the Korban. So the whole Chiyuv of a Mincha or Nesachim is to come with the Korban. So if Bashas Korban, you have Das to follow up with the Mincha, it's okay. Because it's all one package deal. You've done the Korban, and you're going to follow up with the Mincha. However, when it comes to Tefillin, he says the mitzvah of Tefillin, he writes, is not to wear Tefillin once a day. The mitzvah of Tefillin is really to wear it all day. And our Torah is to wear Tefillin all day long. Now, well, practically, we can't wear it all day. We don't have a kufnaki. But really, there's nothing independent about each day. The mitzvah of Tefillin is a constant chiyuv by day, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov, to wear Tefillin as much as you can, as long as you're able to. So if so, Tefillin is not a daily chiyuv like Kriya Shema. It's just a chiyuv, wear Tefillin as much as possible. So if so, he says the Tefillin can't connect back to the Kriya Shema. The Tefillin is not a package deal with the Kriya Shema. There's a mitzvah of Kriya Shema, which is once a day, twice a day. And there's a separate mitzvah of Tefillin, just wearing Tefillin. Which means that somebody will say Kriya Shema with Das to put Tefillin on afterwards. That mitzvah of putting on Tefillin afterwards will just be because it's a continual mitzvah of wearing Tefillin. It won't connect back to the Das which he had originally, B'Shas Kriya Shema. Because it's just, every second there's Machayvim from fresh to put on Tefillin. If the mitzvah be once a day, so B'Shas Kriya Shema, he's saying, I've got a daily chiyuv to put on Tefillin. You should know, I'm going to do that soon. So B'Shas Kriya Shema, he's already locking in to when he's going to be Mekayim Tefillin. But if Tefillin is a constant chiyuv, every second of the day is Mechayiv Tefillin. So if so, when you're wearing Tefillin afterwards, you're doing it because now you're Mechayiv Tefillin. So your Das, which you had B'Shas Kriya Shema, is not going to help to attach itself to the mitzvah of Tefillin. So therefore, it won't help to have Kavona B'Shas Kriya Shema that you're going to follow up with the Tefillin. It's not a good moshel to, you can't compare that to a Zevach B'Lei Nesachim, when a Sochim or Mincha is just a completion of the Korban. Tefillin, he says, is a constant chiyuv, so it will never be a completion of the Kriya Shema. So if you have Das, B'Shas Kriya Shema, to put Tefillin afterwards, he says it won't help. So he faked B'Shnei Mekruga. So this is really a big machloikas, Hapoiskim. Is Tefillin a mitzvah every day, to put one today? Or is it, Min HaTorah, really a chiyuv to wear it all day, to wear it as much as possible? It's really a shine in the Poiskim. That really will be the basis of this Shaila. We find the Prima Godim writes that a person has to put on Tefillin on every day. If he misses one day, he's Mevatel Mitzvah Tefillin. Like we know, you have to put on Tefillin every day, Midaraisa. And if you put Tefillin on for one regga of the day, you're Makayim the Mitzvah already. He says it's a Mitzvah Min HaMuvcha to put Tefillin on as much as possible. But really, the Mitzvah Min HaTorah is to wear once a day, put it on once every day. Remember, there's the Psak that Biskarov gave once, on Chol HaMoed, we know there's a Shaila if you put on Tefillin or not. So the Biskarov told somebody wasn't sure whether he should put on Tefillin or not. Biskarov said, how long do you normally put on Tefillin every day? Let's say in Chol HaMoed. He says, let's say an hour. So he says, count the hours which you would have put on Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, say 4 hours, whatever it would be. And he says, put Tefillin on after Yom Tov for an extra 4 hours. Let's say in Isuchag, put Tefillin on for an extra 4 hours that day. And with that, you'll be mashlim the hours you might have missed if you're Mechoyev in Chol HaMoed. That's what Biskarov said. It sounds like he understood that the mitzvah of Tefillin is not a daily chiyuv. If it's a daily chiyuv, once you've missed a day, you've missed a day. He then, the mitzvah is to wear it as much as possible. So Be'etzem, you can be mashed from one day to the next.
The chiyuv is not the day.
No, so Midrabbonon, that's my furish in the Gemara. I've had the Midrabbonon, you have to wear Tefillin every day. The Gemara says, as a Kabbalah's Al Machos, Shleimos, yes, Midrabbonon, you'd be stuck. Biskov was sorting out the Deraisa. If someone's choshish for the Deraisa, that maybe Mechoyev Tefillin Chol HaMoed, he was saying the amount of hours you would have worn, put on afterwards. Yeah, Midrabbonon, there wouldn't be an Eitzel.
What was the Shalah again?
Somebody wasn't sure whether Mechoyev put on Tefillin Chol HaMoed. Yeah, it's in the Mechalik Sapoiskim, he didn't know how to be noyed.
He didn't have a minute.
Can you write, yeah.
Okay.
So and the Biskov told him to count those hours and be mashlim afterwards. So basically, the Biskov held Midaraisa, the mitzvah of Tefillin is not a daily chiyuv, it's a continual chiyuv, like Shlomo Kluger took on. And that would be the shaila basically about this, whether if you have Das, B'Shas, Kriya Shema, to wear Tefillin afterwards, would it help or not? The Levush, interestingly, writes, it's really two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Midaraisa to put Tefillin on every day. He says that's from is a maisik shira of putting on every day, and there's a separate mitzvah of having tefillin as much as possible. That's v'hoyu they shall be there, which means it's a mitzvah, a continual mitzvah of having tefillin as much as possible. The bushels midaraisi have both mitzvahs. So upon this will be the shaila of Shlomo Mekluger, whether you can have das b'shas Kriya Shema to wear tefillin afterwards. So really,
put the tefillin is actually the chiyuv of a minute.
It's chiyuv? Yeah, the fifth shlomo klokot, it's a continuous chiyuv.
But can you put tefillin in for the minute, again, and keep on doing to be yotzei of the kol hamoed, for example?
After Yom Tov. No, no, it's in...
talking about
that. Yeah, no, but Briskov's saying... Wait, what, you mean put on for a minute? Yeah, Briskov's saying the whole...
And the rest is revealed to be yotzei for the...
Ah.
But you missed.
Yeah, but if there's... Yeah, if there's a mitzvah to wear as much as possible, so Briskov's saying the hours which you missed, let's say, those 4 hours you would have worn, you have to mashlim those hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's saying the fila rush, the daily chiyuv you would have lost, because if once you missed the day, you've missed the day, and the mitzvah for the time, that will be mashlim the time.
Yeah.
This brings us to a shaila. Remember, in the midbar, we know there's 4 parashas in Tefillin. Kaddish Voy Kaviyacho, Shema Voy Mishamaya. So, 2 of them are in Sefer Shmois, that's a Kaddish Voy Kaviyacho in Parashas Boy. The other 2, Shema Voy Mishamaya, are later on in Sefer Dvarim, that's Chanan Ekev. So the question is, Kaddish Voy in the midbar, in the 40 years where they were after Parashas Boy, but before Sefer Dvarim, before the end, they only really had 2 of the 4 parashas. Did they wear Tefillin? Did they not wear Tefillin? So it's a big shayla. So to say, bring a few of the shittas. There's a Rashba, Miuchosis, and in Menachos, the Rashba writes that already B'shas Yitzit Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bnei Yisrael all 4 parashas, even though they weren't written in the Torah, but they already had all 4 parashas, and they wore tefillin from the beginning, from Yitzit Mitzrayim. That's what he says.
Wait.
From Parshas Boy, from Matan Torah, yeah, it'd be from Matan Torah.
So it's from Moro, so it's... Is the same
time
as Parashat Korah?
No, from Matan Torah. No, as in they were covered the parashas. They had the parashas. Yeah, you're right. The mitzvah was given by Parashat Matan Torah, but the actual parashas they had already from Yitzit Mitzrayim. So when the mitzvah came along, they already had the parashas to put in.
A lot of sofas ready to go, huh?
Yeah, well equipped. Yeah. Yeah, apparently so. Yeah. So that's what the Rashba writes. Remember, there are a few makoros that they wore tefillin. There's a medrash in Shir HaShirim, the medrash writes that b'schus klal Yisrael were medaktik a mitzvah of tefillin, that they used to put it on tefillin shal yad and tefillin shal roish, they put it on the right way. With that, they were zeicha to win milchomas. They were zeicha to win their wars. There's a yalkut in Parashat Shelach Lecha, very interesting, by Tzlofchot, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Moshe Rabbeinu, how was Tzlofchot choyta? How did we have this story of the Mekoshesh? And Moshe said, what do you mean? During the week, you have the mitzvah of tefillin. So the mitzvah of tefillin protects us. Shabbos, we don't have tefillin. So what's going to protect us? And Hashem said, you're right, and that's how Kalisol got the parasha of Tzitzis, which is not even Shabbos as well. But basically, we see that already in the midbar, they had the mitzvah of tefillin. During the week, they were wearing tefillin, and that was a shmira for them. So it's also a makor that they did wear tefillin. not on camera. So, yeah, don't know. So the makor is that they for sure wore tefillin. However, some say not. There's... yeah, because the other Achronim hold that they didn't wear tefillin. If they didn't have all 4 parishes, they couldn't yet wear tefillin. Some say maybe it's telling the Machloikas, we know Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, whether the Torah was given Megillah or Chasumo, which means was every parasha given as Moshe received it, or no, you have to wait till the end of the 40 years, and that's when we got the whole Torah. If we got it, Kasidron, and we got it as Moshe got each parasha, could be they first put on 2 parishes, and then continued, work their way up to 4. One of the different shittas. It could be, if you learn that the shittas, that Klal Yisrael Bechlal didn't wear tefillin in the midbar. Or really, if you say more, if you say that it was a continual process, they started off wearing the 2 parashas which they already received. What did they already have? Kaddish Voy Kaviyacho. Now, what's the whole Eidus Sheker of saying Kriya Shema without tefillin? We said from Tosfos, because it says, Kshatam Nois Alidacho, because you're saying the Pasuk of Kshatam Nois Alidacho. That's written in Sefer Dvarim, later on, in Shema Vahoyim Shemoya. So those parashas they didn't yet receive. So if you say like the shittas that they put on tefillin in a growing process, they started with 2, and they continued only at the end with 4. So Parashas Bilam is really in the middle. It's after Boy, before Vayes Hanan. So it comes out at that time. What?
This is true. It's written.
Yeah. Yes. No, but I'm saying when you say Kriya Shema, when you're saying the pasuk of Akshat and Moisa al Adacho, that's the Eidus Sheker. The Eidus Sheker is you're saying in Kriya Shema, Akshat and Moisa al Adacho. There's a mitzvah of tefillin. And you're not wearing tefillin. So it could be that they didn't yet have. Kshat HaMoed HaLedecho, that was only in Sefer Dvarim. That only came later on. So it comes out, there wasn't yet a chiyuv of tefillin to put on, to wear the parasha of Kshat HaMoed HaLedecho. So when you're saying Kriya Shema, you're saying Kshat HaMoed HaLedecho, you're saying that posuk, that there isn't yet a mitzvah of wearing tefillin which includes that parasha. So if you wouldn't have the Eidus Sheker. The Eidus Sheker is only in as much, you're mechuyev in tefillin, you're mechuyev to wear that parasha. But if you're not mechuyev b'chlal in that parasha, that parasha is only given later on, so you wouldn't have that problem. So it comes out, if you dash it, it would be okay. Just mentioned, it could be, even if you hold Bnei Yisrael already, did wear a full tefillin, but you could get out of it. Because we said the Levush holds, there's really two mitzvahs. There's a continual mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah, a daily mitzvah. So it could be the daily mitzvah, the Levush says, Kshat al Mois al Yotcha, that's the daily mitzvah. So that we said, that if it's a daily mitzvah, then you could have Das, B'Shas Krishma, to be mashlim afterwards with tefillin. So it could be, if the daily mitzvah is learned out from Kshat al Mois al Yotcha, that's the mitzvah to put on tefillin every day, and that's the posuk which will bring about the Eid HaShekher. Legabi, the daily mitzvah, it's enough to have kavona b'shas kriya shema to put tefillin on afterwards, like we brought from the Chozim Rablin. So legabi that mitzvah, you're always able to have das. It's only legabi the other mitzvah, the continual mitzvah, which you can't have das. But the other mitzvah of a lezikon b'li necha, that's not Eid HaShekher. Because the Eid HaShekher is only the posuk of kshat al mois al yotcha. That's the daily mitzvah for that. You'd always have the etzah of having das to put tefillin on afterwards. Yeah, that would just be another mahal. Just finish off with another pshat. He says he brings the medrash. The medrash brings the pshat and Rashi that Klal Yisrael they say Krishma, they put on tefillin. He is not referring to the mitzvah of Krishma. He says the medrash says, "Oim de mishinosom, Klal Yisrael get up, karoyes, v'choy tefin Krishma, they chab Krishma, u'mamlichim laKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nasim karoyes. They chab Krishma, they become like lions, and the mamlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu." So he says, we know in Shacharis, in the Karbonos, we say Shema and Baruch Shem. And that's before we actually Yotze Kriya Shema. So as we know, some people do as an Eitzah, to be Yotze Kriya Shema in case they're going to miss later on. But Rosh Weiss, he brings from the Torah really is Mavuah, that the reason we say Shema and Karbonos is not really to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's really a separate idea that in the beginning of Shacharis, you should be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Kriya Shema. Yeah, Anochel Mashkimim Kol Yoyim, when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Mekin Hashem Echot. It's an idea of waking up with the Kriya Shema, of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning with the Kriya Shema. It's come that Kriya Shema is not for the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's a way of being Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Medrash is saying. Klal Yisrael, they chab the mitzvah, the choyt of Kriya Shema. They chab the mitzvahs, they chab Kriya Shema, and the Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it could be, legabi, that Kriya Shema, there's no problem of Eid HaShekher. Eid HaShekher is if you're saying the Kriya Shema and you're saying the Pesukim to be Yotzim, you're saying a Kshat HaMois HaLiotcho. But if you're just saying Shema, just to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there wouldn't be a problem. There's no Eid HaShekher in that. And therefore we're referring to that Shema that were Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Kriya Shema. That's the Shema we're referring to. Just finish with one last pshat. It's all b'shem the Beis Yisrael of Ger. He says a very nice thing. He says, Bilom is talking b'losh and moshel. He says he's talking about the Yidim that's going to come to Zman HaGolos, to the end of Golos. So when it comes to the end of Golos, ikvus to the Meshicha, Bnei Yisrael are not going to be the highest madriga. They're not going to be able to be Mekayim mitzvahs in the way necessarily that they'd want to. But still, a person could be a perfectionist and say, listen, I can't do it properly. I can't do it, you know, the way our grandfathers used to do it, the way Azedis used to do it. I'm not going to do it. I can't do the mitzvahs the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted. And that's the Torah is saying that no. Even if it's going to come ikvus and Meshicha, we're not going to be at that madriga. Still, we have to chab the mitzvahs. We have to do it. B'chol oifen shehu, in any matter, just chab the mitzvahs, do it. Even if we're not holding at the right madriga. So that's what Rashi is saying. That they say Krishma and then they pon tefillin. Even if they're doing it k'viyachol shaloi k'sidron, they're doing it without the necessarily preparation, without the seder which they have to go through to do the mitzvahs. They're not ready for it internally. They're not really at the madriga. They haven't done the seder to be roi to do the mitzvahs properly. Afar pikein, still klal Yisrael achoytif mitzvahs. They're like arroyos. They're like lions. They chab mitzvahs. They get every opportunity to do the mitzvahs, even if they're not holding at the madriga that want to. And that's the shvach of klal Yisrael. Even ikvus of the Meshicha in Om Kolov Yokum, we still chab rain and we do the mitzvahs. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach. Thank you. Master, you don't say Krishna. You never say Krishna in the evening. So, if you don't say, you haven't got sent on me. You don't say Krishna. But in the evening, you never.